Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward of taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Hello and welcome. Here's your Marcel, the crime scene cleaner. I welcome you to a new episode of my Cause of Death podcast. The topic of today is banality with great effects. So, everyone I know that well, including myself, we may sometimes set the wrong priority in certain situations, in dealing with, for example, mobile phones. We set the wrong focus on the importance of being part of something, which in the aftermath may have a major impact. And that's exactly what my story's about today. We got a call from headquarters. We were just having lunch. We were called because there had been a traffic accident. And in the case of traffic accidents, it is always particularly important that we provide help immediately on site. That is because in today's world, unfortunately, everyone knows that gawkers can be a huge problem. The best thing would always be to remove the traces of this accident as fast as possible, which means vehicles towed away. The injured picked up, for example, from the public areas and therefore nothing more is visible. While having lunch, we didn't hear anything on the radio about this incident, so we were completely unprepared, and I only knew that there was a traffic accident in the city center, and we went straight to the location. Once we arrived there, there were still many police vehicles, which have closed off a sidewalk area, and I personally had expected something completely different. The typical scenario would have been an accident in which someone was perhaps injured in some way and, accordingly, there would be found blood in some form on the street or sidewalk. Most of the time, these cleanups that we were asked to do were not that spectacular either, but they were an important point, as described earlier. And that day, the whole situation was somehow completely different. We asked the police what had happened, and I could already see the first people standing on the sidewalk, looking over the shoulders of the police officers, and everyone was crying terribly, lying in each other's arms. And yes, I could not yet do anything with the situation, but I knew that something bad must have happened. Cause of Death, the podcast, the crime scene. After we had introduced ourselves to the emergency forces on site, we were let through the crime scene of this accident. And yes, it was worse than expected. A car driver, an SUV driver, and not because it is in all the media at the moment, drove into a group of young people. Young people who had made their afternoon school trip to this location. In the time of the accident, they found themselves in front of an ice cream shop on the sidewalk with seats and small tables, enjoying their lives. It was a beautiful, sunny day. We had great temperatures, and I could see a lot of blood stains on the floor, and the floor was also scraped off. So you could see that in some form, objects had a massive impact on the sidewalk patch, and accordingly, I made up pictures in my mind. I then had to take a deep breath and ask the emergency services what had happened, and they told us that this entire group had been hit by the vehicle in this terrible traffic accident. Many of the people were thrown through the air and hit the ground. Some of them were still on the street. We couldn't see the extent of this event before, but in the further course of this blockage, we have recognized that this extent was not just affecting to the sidewalk, but further beyond to a bus stop, which was about 30 meters away from the ice cream parlor. The force of the vehicle catapulted the injured and, unfortunately, partially deceased people across the street. A terrible scenario. Some of the crying people on site were friends, and some were relatives. We had a very deep sympathy, and I myself also had to cry at this moment. It was really tough because I myself had a son of the same age. He was 14 at the time, and I knew it could have happened to him too. He could have also been hit by such a vehicle at any time, and I had this sympathy and really deep connection to my own child because my head played this trick on me to imagine how it would be if I myself would stand there now as an affected person, the perpetrator. The worst thing about it, we discovered that the driver, who had survived slightly injured in the moment of the accident, unfortunately looked at his smartphone, participating in some sort of networking, whatever. That was important for him at the moment. He had definitely looked at his phone, read a text message or Facebook, Instagram, I don't know. I don't know, but it was clear. Witnesses had seen it. Also, the police evaluation revealed later that the smartphone had been used during the time of the accident. Cause of death. The podcast. The Profiler. I was personally very affected by this event. And now I ask you, and I don't exclude myself at all, how often have you been on the road yourself and perhaps thought, okay, an important call, an important text message, someone somewhere is just contacting me through some message and you are inclined to let yourself be briefly distracted and briefly participate in whoever is asking you to do so at the moment, no matter. And I know for myself today that I don't do it that way anymore. There are these great functions of today's technology. You can turn that off. But whatever way you find, it doesn't matter. I think everybody should think about it. I wish and I would be very happy and really hope that this story of this really tragic and terrible event will make you think. A banality can have a terrible effect on other people. So if you take part in anything where your attention is required, be it traffic or other situations, at work or elsewhere, do me a favor. Always think about this story. At least for myself, I am trying to implement it this way today, and I always keep this incident in mind at the moment when I feel tempted to allow a brief banality. With that in mind, I would like to say goodbye to you today. Thank you for listening, and I am happy when we share a new story together again. Until then, ciao, your Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to www.marcelengel.com. Empathetic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed to not leave you cold. Join us. I'm excited. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner, Marcel Engel. Cause of death.